"May I call at your house?" he asked.
"Please do," she said.
He said goodbye and left us. I did not want to see him again, but after that he often came to the house. My mother liked him, but Peggotty did not. One day I found them both in tears.
"He's not like Mr. Copperfield," Peggotty was saying.
"Why do you make me feel so uncomfortable?" my mother replied. "My husband is dead, and I have no friends here. I am doing nothing wrong."
Mr. Murdstone took me to Lowestoft. I did not like him at all, but I wanted to go there. It is a nice town by the sea. We met some friends of Mr. Murdstone.
"Your friend, Mrs. Copperfield, is very pretty, isn't she?" one man said. "Be quiet. This boy understands things, and he'll tell his mother," said Mr. Murdstone. They all laughed. Later, I told my mother about the conversation.
"Don't say that. It isn't true."
Her face was red, but she was laughing. Some months went past. One day, my mother asked,
"David, do you like the sea?"
"Oh, yes," I said.
"You can have a holiday by the sea," she said.
"Where shall we go?" I asked.
"Not we, David," she said. "I won't be with you. You can go with Peggotty to Yarmouth. Her brother lives there, and you can stay with him. Will you like that?"
"Oh, yes," I said again. "Very much. Why aren't you coming too?"
"I can't tell you now," she said. "When you come back, you'll understand." So Peggotty and I went to Yarmouth.
Mr. Peggotty's house was a boat on the beach, with a door and windows in the side, and I liked it very much. There was a strong smell of fish, but everything was very clean. Four people lived in the house. Ham lived there with his uncle, Mr. Peggotty, because his father was dead. Little Emily was the daughter of another sister of Mr. Peggotty, and both her parents were dead. The fourth person was Mrs. Gummidge. Like Mr. Peggotty's brother and his sister's husband, Mr. Gummidge was a fisherman and died at sea. Mr. Peggotty was a fisherman too. He was a very kind man and loved his unusual family. Little Emily was a beautiful child. As soon as I saw her, I fell in love with her. At first, she was rather frightened of me, but we became friends. We often went down to the sea together. We sat on the sand and looked at the water.
"I'm afraid of it," Emily said. "Are you afraid of the sea?"
"No," I said, but this was not quite true.
"The sea killed my father," she said.
"I know," I said. "When my father died, Mr. Peggotty looked after me. He's a good man," she told me.